Random House Audio presents Billy Bathgate by E.L. Doctorow. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Part 1. Chapter 1. He had to have planned it, because when we drove onto the dock, the boat was there and the engine was running, and you could see the water churning up phosphorescence in the river, which was the only light there was because there was no moon, nor no electric light either in the shack where the dockmaster should have been sitting, nor on the boat itself, and certainly not from the car. Yet everyone knew where everything was, and when the big Packard came down the ramp, Mickey the driver braked it so that the wheels hardly rattled the boards, and when he pulled up alongside the gangway, the doors were already open, and they hustled Bo and the girl upside before they even made a shadow in all that darkness. And there was no resistance. I saw a movement of black bulk. That was all. And all I heard was maybe the sound someone makes who is frightened and has a hand not his own over his mouth. The door slammed and the car was humming and gone and the boat was already opening up water between itself and the slip before a thin minute had passed. Nobody said not to, so I jumped aboard and stood at the rail, frightened as you might expect, but a capable boy. He had said that himself. A capable boy, capable of learning. And I see now, capable of adoring, worshipping that rudeness of power of which he was a greater student than anybody. Oh, in that menace of him where it might all be over for anyone in his sight from one instant to the next. That was what it all turned on. It was why I was there. It was why I was thrilled to be judged so by him as a capable boy. The danger, he was really a maniac. Besides, I had that self-assurance of the very young, which was in this case the simple presumption I could get away when I would, anytime I wanted.